News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
WSJM News Now is brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. At this May's Senior PGA Championship at Harbor Shores, local businesses will have a chance to get some extra exposure. That's because the annual Faces of Your Cornerstone Chamber of Commerce will be featured there. Cornerstone Chamber's Chris Hugel tells us. The PGA has offered to let the chamber display its directory at Harbor Shores.
Give further visibility to our members, and this is going to put our members at the forefront of every guest that comes through the Senior PGA Championship.
At previous Senior PGA Championship events, Cornerstone wasn't allowed to display its member directory. This time around, it'll be the only magazine available. The directory also gives local businesses a chance to advertise. New legislation from State Senator John Prose is designed to help Michigan students better plan for their futures. He tells us he's introduced three bills focused on career planning. One bill aims to modernize educational development plans to include talent portfolios for students. Another bill requires schools to provide students with information about the most in-demand job skills in their region.
By taking our 10 prosperity zones across the state of Michigan and recognizing that each region is a bit different in terms of its job needs.
Prose tells us providing students with the most recent available analysis of in-demand occupations for their region will help them plan for the future. He says he's also co-sponsored a bill to create opportunities for work-based learning and ensuring that every student in the 12th grade is taught how to develop a resume. The Michigan Breastfeeding Network has saluted Michigan State University with a Breastfeeding Friendly Workplace Award. The network's Jane Whitaker tells us state law requires employers to set aside time and space for new mothers to pump. However, not all businesses follow that law.
One of the biggest challenges that women find when they are breastfeeding is that when they have to go back to work, you know, you have to pump breast milk. So you have to, in order to have milk to feed your child, you have to keep pumping. And so a lot of women, what they will do at work is they'll bring a breast pump and they'll need some private space.
Whitaker tells us the Michigan Breastfeeding Network created its Breastfeeding Friendly Workplace Award to thank those businesses that are accommodating. MSU was picked as the first college in the state to get the designation because it sets aside more than 60 places at its locations around the state to allow for pumping. The Breastfeeding Network plans to continue working with other state colleges on the issue. The Cass County Sheriff's Department is investigating a crash this morning that involved a car and a golf cart. It happened about 8:30 a.m. at the intersection of Grange and Five Points Roads in Mason Township. Police say 69-year-old James Beecraft of Cassopolis was driving his golf cart on Five Points Road, and while he was at the intersection with Grange, he was struck by 40-year-old Lisa Strong of Cassopolis. She'd been making a left turn on the Five Points. Beecraft was taken to Elkhart General Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Alcohol not believed to have been a factor in that crash. So, what's on your holiday gift list? More likely than not, something that's electronic or high-tech in nature. Blake Ruhani of the Consumer Technology Association says smartphones will go under a lot of Christmas trees this season.
Smartphones overall are actually the third most wanted gift this year. And, you know, we do expect, I believe it's about 63 million units, so 63 million smartphones to be sold in the fourth quarter this year around the holiday time frame.
Flat screen TVs, other favorites. Ruhani says it's a great time to buy with the upgraded 4K high-def pictures being all the rage. And supporters of the Humane Society of Southwest Michigan invited to stop by the Benton Township Shelter this coming weekend for the organization's annual holiday party. The Humane Society's Jill Sabota tells us the bash is Saturday from 11 in the a.m. to 4 p.m. You can bring by items for the animals.
We're asking the community to bring gifts for our animals, things like dry and canned kitten cat food, dry and canned puppy dog food, bleach, laundry detergent, floor cleaner, dish soap, hand sanitizer, paper towels, hand soap, cat and dog toys.
You'll also be able to meet some of the animals at this Saturday's holiday party. Humane Society board members will be locked in the kennels, and you can bail them out. Plus, they'll have a pet boutique, a raffle, refreshments, and a bake sale. This will be the last Humane Society of Southwestern Michigan holiday party to be held at the Benton Township Shelter before the organization moves to its new place in Royalton Township. WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
American Electric Power, 77.35, up 0.11. J.P. Morgan, 106.93, up 2.14. Chemical Bank, 56.81, up 0.35. Cisco Systems, 37.72, up 0.12. General Electric, 17.93, up 0.05. IBM, 156.46, up 1.70. Microsoft, 81.08, down 3.18, part of the tech sector's recent stumble. Fifth Third Bank Corp, 31.36, up 0.67. Stryker, 152.30, down 3.57. Whirlpool, 169.68, up 2.22. Expiel Logistics, 76.49, down 1.50. The Dow gave up a triple-digit gain, but held on to post a record close on Monday, while the tech slump dragged the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ lower. The Dow Index added 58 points to 24,290. The S&P 500 lost 3 points to 2639, and the NASDAQ gave back 72 points to 6775. This is Al McKee with Hilliard Lyons, where we take a team approach to your investment needs at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News Now continues. On Thursday, the president will be convening a bipartisan meeting at the White House to talk about some major legislative issues. That includes a possible pending budget showdown. Here's ABC's Lana Sack in Washington.
President Trump will host a meeting at the White House of the Big Four, the Republican and Democratic leaders of the House and Senate, to discuss the year-end agenda, including opioids, health care, and the DREAM Act. Last week, Democratic Minority Leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi pulled out of a similar meeting after the president tweeted that, quote, they want illegal immigrants flooding into our country unchecked, are weak on crime, and want to substantially raise taxes. I don't see a deal. Lana Zak, ABC News, Washington.
President Donald Trump says he feels very badly for his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who last week pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. The president says it's, quote, very unfair how Flynn has been treated, adding it's like they ruined his life. Trump tried to contrast Flynn's treatment with that of his Democratic presidential rival, Hillary Clinton, whom he says, quote, lied many times to the FBI and nothing happened. Trump spoke to reporters today as he left for Utah. Meanwhile, President Trump jumped into the Alabama Senate race this morning. Here's ABC's Karen Travers at the White House.
President Trump has officially endorsed Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore. The White House says the president had a, quote, positive call with Moore while Mr. Trump traveled to Utah on Air Force One. The two discussed the state of the race, and the president endorsed Moore's campaign. Moore is facing multiple accusations of sexual misconduct, some from women who say it happened when they were just teenagers. President Trump has slammed the Democratic candidate Doug Jones, but until now has stopped short of formally backing Moore. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
As the president signed documents to shrink two national monuments in Utah today, he talked about the widespread support that he's getting. However, some Native Americans who can trace the land back centuries are not happy. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
The president said he made the move to help those who own and use the land. But in a statement, the Navajo Nation says its leadership is strongly against what it calls the president's unlawful decision. The Navajo Nation saying it made repeated requests to meet with President Trump and that the president's decision was made with no tribal consultation. The Navajo Nation saying it has no choice but to take the case to court. The tribe claims its culture and its land are at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Meanwhile, the Republican chairman of the House Natural Resources Committee applauding President Trump for reversing what he called abuses of the Antiquities Act by former Democratic presidents. Congressman Rob Bishop of Utah says proclamations that Trump signed today shrinking two monuments are a first step toward protecting, quote, identified antiquities without disenfranchising the local people who work and manage these areas. Democrats say the lands will be put at risk of desecration and looting. Renewed speculation that the Trump administration may be planning to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. ABC's Jordana Miller reports from Jerusalem on how that would impact the Middle East peace process. Palestinian leaders say they'll end all talks to revive the peace process, calling the move illegal and saying it undermines their claim to East Jerusalem as their future capital.
Israel's defense minister is urging President Trump to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to move the U.S. embassy there. Avigdor Lieberman called it the right step and one that is, quote, very important to all Jewish people. Former Prime Minister Ehud Barak on the left and centrists like Yair Lapid have also endorsed the U.S. move. But the Palestinians and the Arab League are warning a change in Jerusalem's status will destroy the peace process and fuel violence and extremism. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
A rally of support for Congressman John Conyers in Detroit as he considers his future following allegations of sexual harassment. Here's ABC's Ryan Burrow.
Activists and religious leaders plan to hold a rally in support of Congressman John Conyers at a Detroit church Monday. Reverend Charles Williams II with the National Action Network says Washington leadership has asked Conyers to step down, but have not asked Minnesota Senator Al Franken to do the same, even as he faces harassment accusations.
I think there's a double standard because there's obviously, race plays a factor in that.
Conyers' attorney said Friday the 88-year-old congressman would decide his political future within days. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Crime in the nation's largest city hits its lowest rate since the 1950s. ABC's Ryan Katursky has more from New York.
There were fewer murders and fewer shootings here in New York in November than the same time a year earlier, and less crime overall.
This month of November just passed was the safest November in recorded history in this city.
Mayor Bill de Blasio said if the trends continue, it will mean the safest year on record in more than a half century. There have been 51 fewer murders than at this point last year, but Chief Dermot Shea said more rape.
October and November, we see double-digit increases. Now, that does coincide with, obviously, what's been going on in the news the last couple months.
More rape victims are coming forward, which is what police want. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
And Coco finished in first place once again at the box office this weekend. ABC's Christopher Watson takes a look at the numbers.
We're your family, mijo.
Coco easily took the top spot at the box office for a second week, earning an estimated $26.1 million, nearly $10 million more than the number two finisher, Justice League.
Now let's hope you're not too late.
Not great news for the superhero team-up flick. Revenue fell nearly 60% over last weekend. No films opened in wide release, but the 20th anniversary theatrical reissue of Titanic earned an impressive $415,000 in just 87 theaters. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berry and Cass and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.